Hims is changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. It's always sensitive talking about these things, but Hims is changing men's healthcare by providing access to doctor-trusted ED treatments such as chewable hard mints, brand name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and 100% online. No uncomfortable doctor's visits. If prescribed, your medication ships to you for free. No insurance needed. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/TDS. That's HIMS.com/TDS for your personalized ED treatment options. Hard mints are a chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with your healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding their business and evolving their passions. We push what technology can do so great ideas can happen now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to Now. Welcome to the Daily Stoic Podcast, where each day we bring you a passage of ancient wisdom designed to help you find strength, insight, and wisdom in everyday life. Each one of these passages is based on the 2,000-year-old philosophy that has guided some of history's greatest men and women. For more, you can visit us at dailystoic.com. What have you done? It's not hard to notice when we study the lives of the Stoics, which you should, how often the Stoics were in the room when it happened. Cato was there fighting against Julius Caesar when Rome came out of its second civil war. Athenodorus and Arius Didymus were there tutoring the new emperor. Thrasea led the resistance against Nero. Rusticus is the one who introduced Marcus Aurelius to the writings of Epictetus. The Stoics were there for history being made. They were active. They were in the game. The last year and a half has also been a series of events of historic proportions, without a doubt. Just as you asked your grandparents about the war or the Great Depression, your grandchildren will ask you about this pandemic. What was it like? Was it scary? Did you know anyone that died? And they will want to know something else too. They will want to know what you did. Just as you wanted to hear about your grandfather landing at Normandy or your grandmother working as a nurse or in a munitions factory, just as you wanted to know where your parents were during the civil rights movement, if they stood against apartheid, or what part they played in whatever events visited their lives. Maybe you're a frontline worker or a scientific researcher, or you work for a local food bank. Maybe you're in the Army Reserves and you got called up to active duty, in which case you have a good answer. And we thank you for your service. But if not, this question should sting a little bit. This has been the crisis of your lifetime. Hundreds of thousands of people have died, millions globally. What have you done? How have you helped? The pandemic is not your fault, but it is our responsibility. A Stoic gets involved because it's their duty to get involved. They lend a hand, they use their platforms. They apply their expertise. They provide clarity. They're not always famous heroes like Cato or Thrasea or Marcus Aurelius, who led during the Antonine Plague, but they always try to make a difference. The future, indeed, maybe even your future self, is going to look back on this moment and evaluate. Will it find that you were part of the problem or part of the solution? Did you step up or shrink back? Did you do anything at all? Did you do your duty? Were you in the game? And seriously, you can help in so many ways, whether it's something as minor as social media or helpful as giving money or volunteering at a vaccine clinic or a food bank. There's something you can do and you should try to get involved. Hey, Prime members, you can listen to The Daily Stoic early and ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen early and ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts.
Do you want to hear about the $100 wedding dress that just saved Abercrombie?
Or the tech acquisition that was just like Game of Thrones?
Or the one financial equation that can solve climate change?
Then check out our daily podcast, The Best One Yet, or as we call it, T-Boy.
This is Nick.
This is Jack.
And we pick the three most interesting business news stories every day for the perfect mix.
20 minutes each morning, you're going to feel brighter.
We call it Pop Biz, don't we, Jack?
Where pop culture meets business news. So whether you want to kick off a conversation with your buddies,
or you're going for that promotion at work,
or you just want to know the trends before your friends,
feel brighter by starting your morning with us every weekday.
Listen to The Best One Yet on the Wondery app or wherever you get your pods.
You can listen to The Best One Yet ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. For more deep dive and daily business content, listen on Wondery, the destination for business podcasts.
With shows like The Best One Yet, How I Built This, and many more, Wondery means business.